The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, the Google Wallace didn't get herself ejected in the state final, offered some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Like, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Bird's Eye View here on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield 88.1 WSBR Lee. Jesse, back. Mike here. Thank you to Mike and everyone else for holding down the fort. I was away. I was in England. My sister was getting married. So
you were gone back-to-back weeks.
Was I gone back-to-back weeks?
Yep, you were in New York though the week prior.
Oh right! Wow, it's been like okay. Yeah. All right, yeah, really. Thank you, guys. Yes. You guys were holding it down. I wanted Mike to practice.
I get to be back over here, which is much easier on me. I think I pushed all the right buttons.
So we had to get you practice. You're Klay Thompson. You just want to shoot. You just want to
pretty
catch
much
and shoot.
Spot up. I'm a spot up taker.
Yeah. No dribbles. We're not letting you dribble. Well, Mike dribbles. That's when the problems start. He's just gonna.
Ironically,
it.
That was the only thing I could do.
Well,
on a basketball court.
I just want to remind you guys, top of the hour, the Pittsfield 4th of July is celebrating the generations this year, and the Pittsfield Community Television is bringing you live coverage. Join PCTV on July 4th, beginning at 9:30 a.m. for live parade coverage from South Street in Pittsfield on PCTV. Access Pittsfield Channel 1301, PCTV Select 1, and on the Pittsfield Community Television Facebook page. Live coverage of the 4th of July parade is supported by Greylock Federal Credit Union, Berkshire Community College, Access Plus, and KJ Nosh Catering. So once again, that's PCTV Live, your Access Pittsfield Channel 1301. You can go to the PCTV Facebook page and just get live coverage of the 4th of July parade, which Mike might be in.
I'm planning on it. I will certainly be in the parade. I'm still debating if I'm going to run the race in the morning since I haven't run a whole lot of the season.
There haven't been many runners highs so far this spring and summer.
No. Oh boy, that's gonna be. It's Whitney's calling me to drop off my rocks.
What?
I ordered some stone to fill in around my shed so I can.
Is this a Shawshank Redemption?
I need to, it's the opposite. I'm the warden, and there's a woodchuck who is Tim Robbins, and I need to. dispose of him legally. However, that's possible.
But all the difference is that you want him out.
I want to fill in his hole.
Okay,
I guess.
Yes.
Where he goes, I don't care. As long as he stops eating my vegetables.
Yeah, that's fair. That's understandable. I feel like there's plants that you can actually. I remember my mom gardens a ton, and she used. I think it was marigolds that like. The deer don't like the smell, so they'd actually stay away from your plants. There's probably one of that for
woodchucks.
For woodchucks,
very
yeah.
Specific to woodchucks. Yes, I will be building a fence in the next year, but yeah, I figure get some more rocks and fill in around the shed where he seems to have built his home underneath.
That works.
But yes, 4th of July, yes, we'll be in the parade, but the race is... 1,300 people last year, so
that's awesome.
I'm assuming they're going to go like shooting for 1,500. It is a Saturday, so I think that's like they're like you gotta blow it out if it's going to be, you know, 4th of July only falls on a Saturday once every 6 years or whatever. So, I think they're hopeful that this one is record setting enormous, which I have little doubt that it's possible. I don't know if they're covering the the race on top of the parade, but
yeah, I don't know.
It does happen right before it.
It's just sad. I like going to it, and then last year and I think this year I will be away for the 4th of July parade because it usually is a good time. I also, you know, being on North Street, it was just pretty easy to just like hop out
walk
on my front porch.
Yeah.
So yeah, walk down my steps essentially, and then just, you know, I bring one of the metal folding chairs I own and, you know, sit down there. And one time I was going to visit a friend because my friend's girlfriend's like family, they had like a block party every year for July 4th. Mm. So he was like, yeah, come out. So it was in the afternoon, and it was only an hour away. So, you know, I made myself like a breakfast burrito, you know, and sat out and watched the parade.
Pre-game the drive.
And then, yeah, then made the drive, went out there. Good times. But actually, my brain is now fried because we had Shams reports this morning.
Nothing crazy.
Well, the Hornets traded LaMelo Ball to the Timberwolves Naj Reid and a couple of picks, and we're just kind of
stunned.
That did
not warrant a push to me. Okay.
Yeah, it's just
I saw that they were shopping him last night, but no, I did not.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention last night, so I didn't know that they were shopping him, but just like really stunned because LaMelo Ball and Con Knipple were really, really good last year together, and it seemed like a lot of potential, and now they're giving him to Minnesota. Like, I mean, Naj Reid is a solid big, but I just don't understand how this helps either team, because Minnesota said, all right, you know, Julius Randle's gone, and I don't hate the move, but I just don't think that they got anything back for it, other than it being a salary dump, and which I guess now it clears the way for them to be able to pay LaMelo Ball. But, okay, you have Naj Reid, who's like a really solid interior big man who can play large. If he improves his ability to get rebounds, he'll be pretty good. This makes some sense. And then you trade him away, so you have like 80-year-old Rudy Gobert, who has no mobility anymore, and you've got nothing else. And then it's like, what? So it's just, you know, Anthony Edwards and LaMelo Ball are going to score 50 every game?
That's not nothing else, but yes.
It's like...
Those are two top 25 guys, so...
What?
That's not nothing else.
No, but
you got two top 25 guys.
Right, right. But my point is, like,
yes.
Neither of them are exactly lockdown defenders.
West. You're in the West. You're in the West. You have to play with, yes.
Yeah,
you
need them to score 50 every game. You know, like, this does not make you a playoff contender, I don't think. Unless Jaden McDaniels and Ayo Dosunmu really take the next leap, both of them. You know, and once again, defensively, you're still, like, interior. So yeah, like, you're not beating Wemby with like this, not again. Then yeah, for the Hornets, it's just like, this was a young, exciting team. Brandon Miller, Knipple, Mello, Ball, and now I don't know. Yeah, who's giving the ball to Khan? We'll see what happens. But yeah, kind of a weird trade. I don't know. The NBA draft was like the most chalky draft of all time, so it's like not all that exciting.
The extent to which I paid attention was waiting for Deion Brown's name to pop up.
Yeah, you were the only one.
I just had, like, I had to, like, if it happened, we had to be ready.
That's true, but no, I texted you like multiple times, like, yeah, he's not gonna get drafted. I imagine he'll be summer league. I imagine he'll be summer league or in training camp somewhere. But yeah, I know. I think there's a chance he could be in the G League during the year, but he wasn't even on a top 100 board, so I don't think that he had a serious shot to getting drafted. But it'll be interesting to see what he can do. The Knicks won the championship. I guess I wasn't here. I couldn't say it on the air. Mm-hmm. Were you hate watching?
Somewhat, yeah. I was actually at a hotel bar in Worcester after a buddy's baby shower. And the thing about traveling with kids is, like, in a hotel room, we put the kids to bed at, like, you know, 8:39, and then, like, the room has to be dark, and there's just one room. And I'm like, all right, like, do we just go to bed now? 8:30? Because what else are we going to do? So my wife went to bed, and I was like, I'm going to go read out in the lobby. And yeah, there was a bar, and the game was obviously on. So I don't know, hate watching, but yeah, I was a little stunned that... they did it. I didn't. I imagined it would just go back to New York and they would win there. But a couple of dumb plays by San Antonio, opting Wemby. Like, I don't know. There was one. It was Mitchell Robinson's offensive rebound on the free throw, I think.
Yep.
And Wemby, instead of going after the ball, like,
him.
Turned and pushed Mitchell Robinson with his arms. And I'm like, you're like. No one can get the ball but you if you just hold your hands up
yep.
and get the ball.
Yep.
And opted to, yeah, got, like, clearly the Knicks were in his head, and he turned and shoved a guy, and obviously it wasn't a foul or anything, but
can't be a foul if Wemby does.
So, yes, didn't get the rebound because of it. There are a couple of those that I was just like, oh, they're just like, they're not ready. And like, we've seen teams not ready. The Celtics were not ready when they played Golden State.
No one should be worried about the Spurs. You know, they're a very young team. Wemby's in year three and good enough to lead them to the finals. But yeah, very clearly, you know, Mitch Johnson, I put this in a column. Like, Mitch Johnson was a rookie. He kept playing the Aaron Fox, even though Dylan Harper was so much better. The adjustments weren't really there. The inbound plays when they needed them weren't really there. And yeah, you know, Wemby, there were still marks like Stephon Castle as well. He was young.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
just terrible.
His offense needs to not be offensive. I also wrote this, which was, what makes the Knicks so dangerous is they know exactly who they are and they know how to close. And a lot of that is just like, give the ball to Jalen Brunson.
But also,
for what it's worth, like, Jalen Brunson is so good at closing because he knows exactly where he wants to be on the court, mm-hmm. and you can't stop him from getting there. You know, he gets to a spot on like the high post and he'll do 18 like half spins off his pivot, and then he'll do a fadeaway too, and he'll swish it. And there's nothing you can. Everybody knows it's going to happen, and he's comfortable there. So even if there's great defense, he's comfortable doing it. And mm-hmm. the Spurs don't have that, right? Like, Wemby doesn't have that spot on the court where he's just kind of comfortable and knows what he's going to do. Same with Castle. Same with Harper. To be fair, Harper was awesome, but like, then you could see he was a rookie because he missed the wide open layup. He bricked the free throws. It's like, but he's gonna be so good in the years to come. This is why I said, like, God forbid Wemby learns a sky hook or a dream shake, because then he really, you know, you can't stop a shot when it's starting 8 feet above the ground. But yeah, no, they're going to be good for a long time. And yeah, the Knicks did it. Very happy. First one in 53 years. Yeah, really just like incredible stuff.
It was hard to be mad. Hmm? It was hard to be mad at them. The Brunson post game was like authentic, which is something I don't think we're back to the Celtics. They don't seem to be that authentic. And it was just, yeah, it was fine. I think I texted some friends that I was just glad it didn't happen a year prior when I was at a bachelor party when the Knicks knocked out the Celtics, and that was a miserable experience. But
the Knicks knocking out the Celtics.
You're welcome to have Tatum. You're welcome to have one title every 50 years or so. That's perfectly fine.
The window is open for next year. We'll see what happens. That and the Giannis trade to Miami, which I think was a horrific trade. Like, for Giannis, more than anybody.
It's, yeah.
The Heat team is not good. They're not a contender. Hmm. If Giannis is healthy and plays like an MVP, which he can, they'll be a number six seed in the East. Like, I'm not putting them past the second round. You know, like, they have nobody. It's him, Bam Adebayo, and Norman Powell. Like, they're not, they have no bench. They have no shooting. He and Bam both clogged the paint. Like, it's just, there's just nothing there. I don't get it. I don't know why he went, you know? It makes no sense. He's only on a one-year deal. Like, he's 1 year left on his contract. Mm-hmm. So maybe if things aren't how he wants and he thinks they're not going to improve, he can just leave as a free agent. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't understand how this makes things any better for him.
I was obviously like waiting just in case like he wound up on the Celtics, and that would have been newsworthy for
it
us.
It would be
but,
huge. I didn't think that was going to happen.
I guess it was like 50-50. It would be like, and they just picked the. I mean, they Milwaukee picked probably the better option for what they want to do.
Yeah,
which is not just get Jaylen Brown and be a 45 win team. That's why I don't think, like, he didn't have the ultimate say. I think he had, like, these are my three places I'll go.
Yeah, he said Milwaukee, Boston, and Minnesota. Sorry, he said Miami, Boston, and Minnesota, I believe.
Okay,
Minnesota would have made a lot of sense. And actually, I think the reason they traded Julius Randle was because they were trying to, like, open up space for Giannis, and then it didn't happen. You know, I don't know, maybe they weren't willing to give away enough picks.
Yeah, it's just, it would be wild if this trade ruins three teams, and it's also ruined the Celtics.
Isn't happy. Which I don't necessarily blame him. Like, he helped you win a championship. He was an NBA Finals MVP, and then the Celtics are like, yeah. And look, if a guy like Giannis is available, you try and get Giannis. It is what it is. Like, he would
need
good.
To. He needs to get over himself. Like,
but
they're going to be paying him $60 million a year. Like, they've paid him, they've loved him at every potential spot, and yes, he's been in like trade rumors, but yeah, you gotta kind of deal with it, dude. You're being paid $50 to $60 to $70 million to play basketball. Just go play. Or yeah, like that was when LaMelo, when I saw that Cham said like, oh, they're shopping LaMelo, I was like, oh, like, is that like, are we trading for LaMelo now with Jaylen Brown?
That would be crazy. Nah, that'd be,
I was
horrible.
Like, that'd be a wild move, but like at the horrible. Same time I was like, that'd be a weird fun team to watch if LaMelo and Jason Tatum are just running around.
That'd be really
But yes, LaMelo Ball would not go over well in Boston.
No,
I would, yeah, like, no, a player, yeah, I think born to play in a market like he's in
Charlotte.
Yes.
Or now Milwaukee.
Yeah,
or, sorry, no, Minneapolis.
I've seen many a player of that both style and like flair. Mm. I guess have not a great time in Boston, which is Boston's own problem.
I was going to say, that's more on Boston than
yes,
anything else.
100% is, yes. But, yeah, I was for momentarily, like, very intrigued of, oh, what would that look like? Like, him and Tatum, like, yeah, like the Celtics, they don't really have a starting point guard. So, sure, that'd be wild.
On that front. He would help
that would
on that
be a
front,
wild
sure.
team to watch. But, no, ideally, yes, Jaylen swallows his pride, and they play together, and, like, you have a... I think they're still the favorite in the East.
I mean, yeah, if Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are back and healthy, then yeah, they should absolutely be like a top 3 seed in the East, potential Eastern Conference finalist for sure.
I think Vegas has them. I think they're third overall.
Yeah, I don't
title
hate it.
Favorites, which is bizarre given that
Derek
New York just won the title.
To rebound after the season, and you need probably, like, I don't know. I think Mazzulla Ball has been caught up. I think everyone kind of realizes what to do. You defend the 3-point line, and when, like, that's how the Celtics lost to the Sixers. Like, you know, just, okay, don't let them shoot 40% from three, and then everything falls apart. And sure enough, everything fell apart. And yeah, they also don't have an inside presence. So, to be fair, Brad Stevens had a very good draft because that's what he does. So they now have some bigs. But yeah, no, Mazzulla Ball, I think everyone has kind of figured it out because the NBA is that good, that talented. So just chucking, 60 threes a game, maybe somewhat of a limited strategy there.
Mm.
You won a championship, to be fair, but not every time will people just let you hit threes like that. And also they played the Mavericks, which were like Luka and then everybody else. So,
I suppose. Kyrie was there.
Oh, known defensive stopper Kyrie Irving?
Oh, you're talking defense. Yes, I suppose so. Yes.
All right. Let's see what else is going on. 10-18. So next week will be our final broadcast of this summer, this season. Our radio season, because the high school sports season has ended. So next week, talk about favorite moments, big games, big stories, things we covered. And then, yeah, we will be off until probably late August, early September.
Until the hints of football season start up.
Until the hints of football season start up. But yeah, so just wanted to give you guys a heads up about that next week, final broadcast for now.
Sure.
Just so that we have some time to think about that kind of thing. Come prepared, come ready to go, ready to roll.
Yeah, the the first thing I thought it was a not highlight in I was at a track meet earlier this season, and I have these pants that were bought out, I think it's like William Murray
story.
Golf,
not this story.
And a Pittsfield High runner comes up and he's like, oh, I left the pants, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh yeah, they're from like Bill Murray's golf site. And he's like, just like staring at me. He's like, who's that? And I was like, who's who? Bill Murray. And I'm like, Bill Murray, like the, and in my head, I'm like, oh, maybe he just thinks like, maybe there's like a, a designer or something named Bill Murray or something. And I'm like, look, the actor, like, Bill is Bill Murray. I don't know. And then I'm like thinking, like, how do I describe Bill Murray? And I guess I could start listing movies, but nothing rang a bell. And I've never felt older. And Bill Murray's not like a contemporary of mine. Like, Bill Murray's old to me. I don't know. Bill Murray, not in the Gen Z, or maybe that's even less. I don't know what Gen Z when that ends or what high school seniors are right now.
I think he's technically still Gen Z, but he might really morally be Gen Alpha. Morally. You're old.
I know who Bill Murray is. That makes me old.
No,
I don't know.
That should make you old, but
makes me cultured.
I don't know. I guess kids these days don't watch the original Ghostbusters. Or even Parks and Rec. That's kind of funny. He was in one episode of Parks and Rec. They play Parks and Rec.
Wild. No, I was trying to think, like, okay, I guess recent things. Yeah, like, he had a weird dramatic stretch. It was like Zombieland, but Zombieland probably came out 20 years ago.
Zombieland 2, I think, was the one he was in, right?
No.
Or no, it was the first one.
I don't know if he was in the second one.
The first one came out like 2009.
Yeah.
So,
16 years now.
Let's see. What else would he have been in recently? He was in, what's it called? The art movie in World War II. Monuments Men.
The art movie of World War II.
Yeah, he was in Monuments Men, but yeah, once again, that came out in like 2015, 2016. So, yeah.
He's going to slip back into movies. This is what we did last week. I don't know if you tuned in at all last week, but
no.
We had nothing really to talk about, so I invited Dylan and Howard tagged along to do a top five sports movies episode.
Your top five?
I have that notebook somewhere. Rocky, Dodgeball, Hoosiers,
Dodgeball
Any Given Sunday, and I think I threw The Replacements in just for fun.
No Jerry Maguire.
No, I don't think we ever even talked about Jerry Maguire, to be honest.
Rocky is easily number one.
Yes.
Howard brought some
like obscurities that only you would expect out of him. And Dylan pulled out. Dylan was hoop heavy. I will say he got Game and for Love and Basketball. He threw on there.
Love and Basketball is a good movie.
It's a fine movie. I don't know that.
No, Coach
one of my
Carter.
Favorite sports movies. Coach Carter did not get talked not about. Make the cut.
let's see. I'm trying to think of sports movies. I still need to watch Blue Chips, which everyone says is really
good. They talked about that quite a bit. Yes, the two of them.
Oh, what about what is it called? Miracles.
You're talking like the 1980 hockey team.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Miracle. Yeah.
Miracle.
Yes.
Yeah. That's up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, that's a good one.
And does it? No, wait. No, sorry. It stars Kurt Russell, not Bill Murray.
That was not Bill Murray.
That was not Bill Murray. That was Kurt Russell.
I mean, Caddyshack would be the Bill Murray like sports movie.
Sure. Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore. Sure. Yeah. There's some decent golf. I was probably heavy on basketball, football. I was just heavy on Gene Hackman being coaching. to be honest. And then the one thing I was like, oh, like I don't have any baseball in my top five, and I was like, oh, like
Angels in the Outfield, man.
Angels in the Outfield, excellent film.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. Yes, there was a lot of a decent amount of Costner chatter, mostly from Howard.
Unfortunately, yeah, he's fallen off a little bit since then.
Oh, he does like Western TV shows or something. I don't watch any of the.
Yellowstone.
I haven't seen any of that stuff.
And
so.
He also like he basically demanded even more money, so then they agreed to kill his character off in the final season because. Nah. he wanted a lot of money. Even like he was getting paid more than everyone else. And then he, I guess, thought to himself that, like, everybody wanted to see him be, like, this tough Western guy.
Sure.
And he... And no, we don't. We don't. We really don't. Just, like, the fans of the show like the show. Then he, like, spent all his money to make this, like, big Western movie. And nobody saw it. So, I don't know what he's doing now. Sure. But, Yellowstone... The first season is actually pretty good. Once you get to the second season, all the wheels fall off the train.
Ah.
Sports movies. Any other sport? Yeah, Miracle. No, this is gonna be my head now. I'll bring my list next week. I'll bring my list. Yeah, next week. I, Tonya. I guess I haven't seen it, but that is.
You're just gonna throw it in there.
Yeah.
Having not seen it. I saw it. It was good. It was good. Margot Robbie was very good. That is old for me. I was not around during the...
You were around for the movie.
Yes, I was not around during the actual leg smashing.
No. What was that, like 86 Olympics or something?
It's 88? Me.
I don't know. All right, let's see. A few minutes left.
Excited for anything this summer, sports-wise?
Let's see. Well, I mean, the World Cup has been quite fun. U.S. and Turkey play tonight, so Team USA, if it wins, will be 3-0 in group play. They have already locked up a spot in the knockout round, but if they win, just would be a great cap on it. Turkey is not very good, so if they should win, the fact that they won without Christian Pulisic was awesome to see. Here's because you're seeing all this kind of chatter about after they beat Australia. Like, are they? They're not contenders. All right, let's be very clear about this. USA is not a contender. They're not going to win the championship. They're not going to make it to the finals. That's okay.
Looks like one of the top 32. There's 32 teams moving out of this thing.
Yeah, they expanded the tournament, and it was just kind of weird. So now the like group play. Is
they go to knockout round, and I saw like they make the round of 32. I'm like, there's going to be 32 teams left. After
it
this?
Used to be only 32 teams, yeah, and now it's 48.
Then it would start, and then it would, yeah.
So yeah, they're doing the NCAA tournament. Like, why not just put more things in there and have worse.
Somehow Ireland and Italy still couldn't get in.
Yeah, no. Whatever. Italy not getting in is, like, disgusting.
Yeah.
In any case, here's the thing. USA should be 3-0 entering knockout round, and they have a solid path. So they could very, very likely make it to the round of 16, if not the round of 8, just given who they might have to play, which would be phenomenal. It would be a great run for the U.S., given that it's a host. Are they going, like, once they beat a real team, once they have to play a real team, Spain, France, Brazil, like, they're not winning. But
it's like they were in the quarterfinals this is all AI, so I don't know. Quarterfinals in 2002. They were third place in the inaugural tournament in 1930. That's their best finish.
Yeah. So, it's just not. They're not winning the chip. But that's okay. Like, this should be a very good season. This is proof that the U.S. is starting to gain some serious talent. Mauricio Pochettino has done a great job as the head coach so far. This is a lot of fun. It's been great to see. I mean, like I said, I was flying. So when I left last Tuesday, there were multiple kilts on my flight with me.
Sure.
And then there were people, part of the Tartan Army, coming and returning to the U.S. like on my flight back.
They played their theme song at the Steeplecats game last night. It's become a
That's
thing.
That's awesome.
It's become a real thing.
Super John McGill.
No party without Scots.
Oh, okay.
Scottish. I don't know what it was saying, but yes, it was clearly a Scottish rally soccer song that they were blasting.
Unfortunately, they had a horrible showing against Brazil yesterday. Yeah, like
it's because they went down to Miami.
I guess. Yeah, it's true. They left the Boston area. Yeah, it's true. No, they. I couldn't even really tell if Brazil was good because Scotland just committed so many mistakes. Like they kind of just fumbled the ball 8 feet from the goal, and the Brazilian guy who was there was like, all right, well, what if I just kick it into the empty net? And that they were down 1-0 like 6 minutes in. Unfortunately for Scotland, does not look like they will be moving on, but still I think Boston and Glasgow have now signed on to be like sister cities, like friendship cities,
something like that. Robert Kraft wants to play over there now. It's become this thing. Yeah. I've seen like friends have had like bachelorette parties in Boston, and they're like, oh my god, we saw some, like, all the Scottish people are in the pictures now. This has become a weird phenomenon.
That's great.
So much so that we ran a story on it via the Post.
That's awesome. I did see the Boston Globe had a full page ad basically thanking Scotland, which was really cool.
Bizarre.
I thought that was very cool. Respect. Yeah, I don't know. That's like the newspaper version of the jersey swap.
It's fair.
All right, about to end it off. So thank you all for joining us on a just kind of a freelance episode today. Like I said, next week, our final one for the season. Talk about, get back to high school sports with that one. Best moments, things that we remembered. So, yeah. Thank you all for tuning in. Have a good rest of your week. And take it easy.